Something Soweto, Oh Mama Bomthandazo. The song originally features Makafula Vilakazi. He's got a verse that he drops at the end of the original, but obviously it's too long for radio. We will just stick to this version. We kicked off the hour with Chris Brown and Kerry Hilson, Superhuman on 959. It is Car Drive. We are on the streets. We are on the air. We are everywhere. If you've just joined us, the best way to describe this show is we are the United Nations of radio. If you know the team, it'll make sense. If you don't know the team, let me break it down to you. So you got Tyrolene Franks, who's a braino, right?
Are we?
Then you've got the one and only MVP, Kinile Huma, who's from the deep rurals. You know what I mean? MVP. MVP.
Can't do what happened to this thing.
You call. Then you've got Sandman, who's the landowner, Van Yerden.
Wow.
You know? Then you got me from the deep, deep rurals, also of KZN. And then behind the scenes, you've got Natasha, who's Indian. You've also got, let's mention Tulu. What's Tulu? Tulu's neither black nor white. She's kind of in the middle.
Oh my
She's
gosh. In between.
You know? Mm-hmm. It don't matter if you're black or white. I'm messing around. But anyway, I bring all of this up because a topic ensued. And this topic actually started last year already. People want to speak about godparents. And we spoke about our understanding of godparents and the duties of godparents. Then today I was like, guys, I don't think this is a black thing, eh?
It's a black thing.
Then everyone's like, no way, Cees, what are you talking about? Godparents are definitely a black thing. I was like, never, 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 never. In black culture, you get raised by your aunt, you get raised by your grandmother. I don't think black people are going to be able to relate to this. Then we are Sandman. What did you say, Sandman?
Yeah, I also don't. Godparents, I've never known what it's for, what it does, where it comes from. In fact, the first time I ever heard of godparents, I think, was in a soapy. What Days of Our Lives are bald? One of those.
Dango.
And I thought this is the thing that happens in soapies.
Dango.
Andy, you're in Northwest. It's going down.
Yeah. Godparents. You see now, I also felt the same thing. Obviously, I know about it because I know about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But to say this thing is prevalent in KZN culture, no, that would be a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Braino, braino?
Yeah, so with me, in my situation, the definition or what you're looking for, essentially, in a godparent is someone who's going to help guide your child spiritually. Mm-hmm. And it has a lot to do with church, religion. And that's why, in my case, I actually went for an elderly lady. Someone I really trusted with that spiritual guidance. So that, you know, if at any point my daughter needs that sort of boost or whatever, she'll be there.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what it is.
And you're not from Northwest.
I'm not. Mm. But also, whether or not that person plays the role is a different story.
Yeah.
So if I'm to understand you correctly, Kinile Huma, you're saying godparents are a black thing?
They are a black thing. I grew up knowing that you can have three godparents and these people are supposed to be your mentor spiritually. They give you guidance throughout your life. And so I've known this thing forever. I grew up with this thing, especially if you're going to baptize your child or even christen your child. Those people are there from that age. And I mean, where I'm from, you baptize your child as early as like 3 months, you know. And I mean, I think I've got godparents. My mom does also. So like they've been there.
I've been baptized and we know about christenings, but I don't have any godparents.
Are you sure? Maybe they're just not playing their role in your life.
Absent.
And that's why you don't know them.
That's funny. Know? Why wouldn't they know?
I don't know. Because people choose to neglect the roles and the responsibilities that come with, you know, being a godparent. But it's a thing. And sometimes also, like I've learned from Natasha, is that you can choose a godparent, which is somebody who's close to you for your child. And they can take over your child's life when something happens to you. So they can look after your child. You can sign somewhere where you're saying, if something were to happen to me, you can take over. And you can write that in your will.
I think it's just people confusing godparents and guardians. But okay, it's another story for another day. Let us know where now at home. Have you heard of godparents? Do you think it's a black thing at all? What do you know it to mean? The number 086-000-0959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well. 063-688-0959.